Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check this out. I'm about to show you the journey of a Trump supporter who slowly realizes that Elon Musk is not trying to help them. Elon Musk is not going through our agencies with a fine-tooth comb to weed out the corruption. He's firing people with zero discretion whatsoever. And this Trump supporter doesn't realize until their own daughter gets fired for zero reason. And we've seen this time and time again. People tagging Elon on Twitter and saying, "Dude, I support you, I support Doge, but why the hell did you just fire me? I've been working here for 16 years and all of a sudden you fire me and say that I'm not meeting my expectations." It's BS and people are beginning to realize. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's just jump right in. Friend of the show, Isaiah Martin, posted a meme of Kamala Harris on February 11th that said, "Oh, hi there. Are you looking for the person who literally told you all of this would happen?" And on February 12th, Marilyn O'Brien, the Trump supporter who's the focus of this story, tweeted out, "Thank God it's finally happening. Let's get rid of corruption and all of the government waste." And as you'll see, Marilyn O'Brien slowly realizes that they aren't just targeting waste, they are targeting hardworking federal employees who are uniquely qualified and who are vital to the day-to-day operations of our government. So, on February 12th, somebody tweeted out, "President Trump is now directing Doge to focus on CPS and the foster care system. This is a big one." And Marilyn O'Brien, the Trump supporter of the day, says, "Only looking for bad actors. The foster care system will be safe. Quit fear-mongering." Again, this high-level copium that Trump and Elon are only targeting bad actors. They're only trying to weed out corruption. It's incredibly naive. Incredibly naive, because we've seen time and time again, they're going for uniquely qualified people. I mean, I'm just going to keep pulling up this article until the end of the Trump administration and even beyond. The Trump admin was looking to unfire nuclear safety workers, but couldn't figure out how to reach them. Like, it's beyond parody. These are highly specialized workers that are uniquely qualified to take care of and maintain our nuclear stockpiles. The Trump admin and Elon Musk fire them without thinking anything of it and without having any foresight, and then try to rehire them 24 hours later but don't even have their info. And as you'll see in a second, this is not what people voted for. Now, if Elon Musk were going through with a fine-tooth comb and trying to figure out exactly where fraud and corruption is, and then he has external oversight saying, "Hey, that actually is corruption. Let's take this to the court," and then they go through the proper channels to report this, that would be different. But that's not what's happening. It's Elon Musk and six tech bros just going through, feeding all of our data into AI, causing massive security risks with no external oversight whatsoever. It's just, and no way to hold them accountable. How do we hold people accountable who weren't elected in the first place? But then Ron Wyden said, "My office is hearing that Doge is now with the IRS. That means Musk's henchmen are in a position to dig through a trove of data about every taxpayer in America. And if your refund is delayed, they could be the reason." And here we come back to Marilyn O'Brien, who said, "Don't worry, people. They are only looking for crime in the IRS." And this all comes to a peak when Donald Trump tweeted on February 15th, about a week ago, quote, "He who saves his country does not violate any law." And then Marilyn O'Brien on February 16th replies to Trump, thinking that he's going to see it and or he would even care if he saw it, and said, "My daughter lost her job today. She worked for years to get what she had accomplished. She loves her job and bought a home nearby just a few months ago. Life was good until she lost her job today from Doge. I voted for you three times." And yes, we did indeed verify that this was a Trump supporter who responded many, many times to Trump saying, "Hey, we support what you're doing," and that ends up happening. We have another example. Let's just dig right in. Elon Musk tweeted out yesterday, "Consistent with President Donald Trump's instructions, all federal employees will shortly receive an email requesting to understand what they got done in the last week. Failure to respond will be taken as resignation. What terrible leadership? What kind of asshole boss thinks this style of leadership is conducive to having a productive federal workforce? I mean, Senator Tina Smith said, this is the ultimate dick boss move from Musk, except he isn't even the boss, he's just a dick. I bet a lot of people have had an experience like this with a bad boss. There's an email in your inbox on Saturday night saying, prove to me your worthiness by Monday or else. I'm on the side of the workers, not the billionaire asshole bosses, says Senator Tina Smith, but someone responded to Elon Musk. An Elon Musk Donald Trump fan said, great. I've been a skilled trade federal employee for over a month, and I still am unable to access my emails. I'm a conservative who voted for Trump, but this is just getting too much already. So he's saying he can't even access the emails, so he'll automatically be basically resigned because it seems like he'll be sending in his resignation by not responding. He said, this is people's lives here. I get you want to get rid of all the pointless DEI stuff, but I now regret leaving my secure job for this roller coaster of uncertainty. I had never been more excited for a job in my life. Now I'm suddenly worried about suddenly being jobless over an email I can't even access. I've always respected you, but this running around with the chainsaw thing is getting to be a bit much now. Thank you. That is all that we are saying. We have all had a very normal critique like, hey, maybe we don't want the richest man in the world who seems to be on some weird ketamine spiral who tweets 200 times a day running around with a, well, first metaphorical, but now literal chainsaw within our government trying to slash stuff with a team of DOGE workers and no external oversight. Of course we want the government to be more efficient. If you pointed out to me right now, an agency that was massively wasteful and it was full of a bunch of corrupt bureaucrats who commit fraud on a daily basis, do you think that I would like defend that? Does the Elon Musk think most liberals would defend that and say, oh, we need this agency? No, but they haven't demonstrated that that's what they found at all. In fact, we have reports that they've demonstrated the exact opposite. The Wall Street Journal of all sources did a complete study of what DOGE has reported, and they found that it's all been BS. Check this out. Richard Hanania on Twitter did a summary, and he said, DOGE claims to have saved $55 billion. The Wall Street Journal was only able to find $2.6 billion, but over a multi-year period. Only 2% of savings are related to DEI. The rest is stuff like a clinical test for a drug to help with Alzheimer's. Now that's some real government efficiency, he says sarcastically. So DOGE has eliminated over 60 health and human services contracts at a time when Trump is attacking the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, all of these key institutions. They are stopping Alzheimer's treatment, or at least slowing down the treatment for traumatic brain injuries. This continues. Wall Street Journal, more than a quarter of the contracts listed by DOGE were actually already paid, the journal found, saving no actual money. For instance, DOGE listed $168,000 in savings for terminating a contract with HHS for an Anthony Fauci museum exhibit. It has already been fully paid off. It's all like the DOGE is just scamming. Even looking narrowly at the federal budgetary impact, DOGE is almost surely costing money. Let me read that one more time. Stan Voiger says, even looking narrowly at federally budgetary impact, DOGE is almost surely costing taxpayers money once you take into account future settlements, cost of hiring replacements, increased pay of future hires to compensate for DOGE uncertainty. I mean, the amount of sectors, the amount of people that have been laid off and then rehired, the amount of interruptions we've seen in the workforce, it's all an absolute mess. And Trump supporters are realizing that. Now, there's a fine line you can walk here. Do we want hardworking average Americans, even if they're Trump voters, to lose their job and their entire lives? I don't, but we do want people to feel the consequences of their vote. Listen, you can't just roll the die and vote for somebody who has openly exhibited fascist tendencies many times in the form of trying to deny an election, trying to overthrow an election, doing all of these insane things, undermining the Constitution. You cannot just roll the die on a crazy orange freak and expect to come out unscathed 4 years ago. It would almost be better for our democracy if people realize that you can't just vote in Trump and be unscathed, that there are actual consequences. Maybe people will think about their vote more in 4 years, but I'm going to leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.